Our next guest is someone you can always count on telling you like it is. David Hecker is the president of the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan. David, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Where are you this morning?
I'm in Washington, D.C. at a national meeting of the AFT.
All right. And tell me, what is the big story nationally for the AFT?
Well, the big story nationally for the AFT is continuing to fight to save and enhance public education and to protect collective bargaining, which is under attack in Michigan and other states as well.
Do you think collective bargaining is the issue, or the issue to cut costs? Because that's what the Republicans say. That's what folks who have been cutting the education budget say.
Well, the issue is if people support public education or not. The issue is if people support the children who attend public schools. The issue is, do people support the teachers and the staff who educate our children? That's what it's about. We don't elect leaders to take the easy way out and just say we're going to cut, cut, cut. We elect leaders to lead and to, for government to provide the kind of help we have all benefited from, be it education or be it many of the other important roles that government plays. And that takes tough decisions by elected officials, but that's what we need to do. We need to lead and help our children and support our teachers, not just cut, cut, cut.
The numbers are in from the estimating conference in regards to revenues. What's your take on that?
Well, there is good news on that. As people know, the school aid fund will predicted to have more money this year and more money than they originally predicted for next year. So that's good in two accounts. One, it shows perhaps the economy is getting a little bit better, but it's also more money for our children attending our public schools. And we call on legislators to take into consideration this increased revenue and to provide more funding for public education. You know, they're talking about perhaps providing some more money this year, but it pales in for next year, but it pales in comparison to the $470 a child cut that they inflicted on public education last year. So use this uptick as great news. Use the money to help our kids.
The numbers from the revenue estimating conference was predicted at $300 million more in revenue this year. How much of that would you like to see go to education?
Well, I know the school aid fund uptick was about $115 million. That's money that absolutely needs to be used for K-12 education. You know, the legislature did something a couple of years ago also, besides slashing education funding, is they started to take school aid fund money, which was always intended for K-12, and they started to use that money for higher ed and community colleges as well, when higher ed and community colleges, which are essential and need to be funded properly, were previously funded out of the general fund. So take the 115 and the school aid, that's more than expected, and put it into K-12, and take a chunk of the general fund and put it into community colleges and higher ed and other important services that the public sector provides.
You know, David, it sure seems pre-K gets buried when it comes to funding, and from what I understand, that could be the most critical time for a child and learning.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, you take a look at the research, and the research shows that the earlier children get involved in some kind of preschool quality program, quality kindergarten, those early years, you know, there are, you know, very depressing studies that indicate that you could look at a class, a third, fourth grade class, and pretty much determine what's going to happen down the road with those children. And those first few years are absolutely essential. I mean, we don't even require kindergarten in Michigan. You know, we've been trying to get the legislature for years to at least require kindergarten, let alone provide universal preschool education. So it isn't just like families like mine who are fortunate enough to be able to buy that preschool education for our kids. It should be available through public sector funding, so all families, children can benefit from quality preschool.
You know, yesterday I spent some time on the internet and I was trying to find a story that showed the AFT or the MEA or some organization that's really hollered and screamed, that really put their foot down to ask for more funding for pre-K, but I couldn't find any.
There is. We will send it to you, Tony. If you take a look at AFT Michigan's K-12 platform, it is in there, and it's from our national level as well. And I can't speak for our sisters and brothers in the MEA, but I would have to think they have it as well, because they're strong proponents, as we are, of quality universal preschool education. So we'll send you a copy of that information.
Under new teacher tenure laws that will be in effect in Michigan, all classroom instructors must be evaluated yearly in every district starting this school year. Now, this is a practice that has not occurred in some schools in decades. What's your take on that?
Well, you're absolutely right that it hasn't occurred in decades in some schools, and when it does occur, all too often it's a drive-by. The principal sticks her head in, you know, watches the teacher for 5 minutes and makes an evaluation. It's obviously no way to evaluate a teacher or any employee. We are major advocates of quality, comprehensive, and fair evaluations. We think they're essential. We've developed our own teacher evaluation paradigm, which we work with our locals for them to work with their districts to try to enact. Evaluations are essential to help teachers get better. They shouldn't be "I gotcha" evaluations. The goal of an evaluation is to help a teacher improve, and they need to be fair and comprehensive. And they're an essential component of enhancing the education for our children.
Well, usually the people in the school building know who the good teachers are, and they know who the ones are who are lazy or just not accomplishing what they need to accomplish. What's an effective way to evaluate those teachers that is fair?
Well, there is teacher evaluation, as the Michigan Council for Education Effectiveness, formerly the Governor's Council, they changed the name, headed up by Deborah Ball, the Dean of the University of Michigan Education School, as, you know, as they're doing their good work, and they are doing good work. They have indicated, as we all know, it is very complicated. You have to take a look at what the teacher is doing and sort of the inputs into the classroom. You also have to take a look at student outcomes, but student outcomes are by no means just standardized tests, by no means whatsoever. That should be a small piece of it, but there are many other measures of student outcomes. And you have to take a look at the entire environment that school is in and that teacher is teaching in. And there are ways to do that. Deborah Ball has done extensive work. Charlotte Danielson has done extensive work. It's complicated, but it has been done, and I look forward to the Michigan Council for Education, Educator Effectiveness, really coming up with a fair and comprehensive, accurate way to evaluate teachers in order to improve them, help them get better for those who need to improve, and therefore help the kids.
The governor has signed the bill to expand cyber charter schools in Michigan. What's your take on that?
That we are totally opposed to that. Do not think it should have been passed. Do not think the governor should have signed it. And there's no research out there whatsoever that indicates that cyber schools get the job done. While there is much, much research, there's a big expose in the New York Times a few months ago that, you know, this is about taking public tax dollars that are there to educate our children and funneling them into big private corporations to enhance their bottom line. One of the major national cyber school companies is called K-12, and last year the CEO of K-12 made $5 million. And I have no problem with the business person doing well. I do have a problem with money that is supposed to go into the classroom to help our children aligning the bank account of a corporate CEO.
You know, this is a topic that I'm going to call you back on. I've got several more questions, but I'm up against a break here. David Hecker is the president for the Michigan branch of the American Federation of Teachers. David, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.